Are we ready? following program is recommended for mature individuals and may contain material unsuitable for morons, cretins, and dishwipes. If you are a moron or a member of the PTL Club, please turn off your radio, because we don't need any more stupid, narrow-minded, pencil-neck geeks who wouldn't know the First Amendment if it came up and bit them on the butt. Thank you.
This is Zach from UTForums.com.
This is Alex Quinn from GameAdams.com.
Hi, this is Lord of Doom from UTZen.
Hi, this is Mungo Zen from MungoZen.com.
Hi, this is Gleen from LWZ.
Sup, y'all? This is The Count from Wolfit.com.
Howdy, this is Talon from UTScripts.net.
Give me a radio check.
And you're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald, Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
Oswald on Urban Radio.
You're listening to Oswald on Urban Radio.
Yeah, like a sniper zoomed in with an SRA waiting for the kill. Urban Radio is coming at you live.
Let's kick some in.
Take what you want, take what you need. Take all you can, take all you see. Take all my friends and take me too.
Hey, we are back live and on the air another weekend, another episode of Urban Radio. I am your host, Oswald, and continue to bring you the only show that goes inside the game of Urban Terror. Thanks for joining me today as we will span the virtual world that is Urban Terror. Now, this many years later, you know what? I am still amazed at the interest in Urban Terror. I know I say this all the time, but when I look back at the QuakeCon events from, say, 2000 and 2001, I never thought the game would survive after all these years, with so many obstacles challenging the development team and many changes in personnel from artists to coders. It's amazing that we've continued to have success. But you know what? The game would not be successful without the support of the gamers in the Urban Terror community. And for those of us on the development team, both current and past, we continue to thank you for your support. And no, this is not a Bartles and James wine commercial, although it could be one, huh? With Urban Terror seemingly reborn with the release of 4.0 and 4.1, Urban Radio does have new content to present to the community. Now, this show, if you're tuning in for the first time, has been part of the Urban Terror community since 2001 after airing live in support of a team-sponsored level design contest. I actually used the show to announce the winners, and while support sort of waned and complaints rose during 2006 and 2007, Urban Radio was really not a focus of mine during that period. But you know what? We're right in the ship getting things back on track here, as has been the as you've seen here the past 3 weeks. This is the third show in the new year, I should say. And, you know, hopefully we won't slow that down. We'll continue to bring you new updates and new features that make up Urban Radio. As always, if you have a suggestion for a segment, feel free to drop me a line at urbanradio@radioitg.com. I'm always looking for something new and exciting to add to the show. And who knows, maybe I'll even bring back live on-the-air trivia and see which one of you urban terrorists thinks you know the game. And finally, I have had a fair amount of time this past week to play 4.1, and while it did take me until the second week in January to finally download the game because of my job, I have spent quite a bit of time on the alpha servers this past week, and while the experience was good, my kill-to-death ratio was actually much improved over 3.7, but there is one thing that is a bit frustrating at times, and some of the third-party levels, you know what, are just not that good. Now, I know a wily duck will jump all over me, as well as others, because I harp on that topic all the time, and many level designers and individuals in the community think it comes across as negative because I am a member of the development team. But you know what, there are times where I will give my opinion, and some may or may not agree with what I have to say. And you know what, that's fine. We all have different opinions when it comes to levels, and I don't often agree with the community's take. Oh, and for the record, here's a news piece I found from the Sixth Floor dated May 29th, 2003, titled Next Level Mapping. It's quite unfortunate at times that some community level designers never get the credit they are due, especially after putting hundreds of hours into level development and testing. The same thing can be said for levels they create. While I won't say that list is endless, that are hundreds available for download for Urban Air, so all you Casa and Abby purists, STFU for a bit. Thanks. A good example of differing opinions, I was a huge fan and supporter of Revolution by Wetwire. Now, his work and creativity on the level was truly ahead of its time for Urban Terror. And you know what? It was not well received, even more so after some poor changes to the level during development. But this level had every aspect that I could look for in a quality level. Texturing, ambiance, creative spark, construction, and playability. Texturing, well, that should speak for itself. A map can either be poorly or very well textured. This is something mappers learn by experience, and this is not really a make or break when it comes to gameplay. But let me continue. Creating your own textures can be a huge plus, but also a big minus. It depends on how good you are at it. Making use of other textures can also be an advantage if they fit the purpose, or a disadvantage if they don't. Ambiance. Now, it's still just a game, but ambiance is often the most overlooked aspect. It doesn't really matter that things don't look exactly like the real thing. There's plenty of tricks to help it do exactly that. And that's what we refer to as ambiance. Sound, light, layout. There's no real single thing. It's a total effect used to fool your senses into believing what you see is real. For most maps, ambiance will revolve around sound. But elements like this will also add to the overall feel. Creative spark. Several issues involved here, but the aim is to credit mappers who creatively solve problems or add something new to their level. By now, most mappers have a feel, I would hope, sir, for what the limitations of the Q3 engine are, and will try to use them to the best of their abilities, using textures to simulate something, new ways of solving old problems, fresh ideas, and so on, all goes towards the creative spark. Now, I'm not saying a mapper actually has to reinvent the wheel, but a better wheel will always come out on top. And we've had our share of city-type maps by now, and that doesn't mean cities can't be creative, but it will be interestingly harder to make them. Construction. Now, this is where the technical stuff comes in. Everyone can throw a few brushes together in an editor and call it a map. Even fewer can throw them together in the best possible way. Contrary to what most people think, poor map design is just as easily spotted when one knows where to look. A map that flows like a dream with a low poly count can still be a bad map. And why is that? There is balance to everything. And in this case, the most probable issue is that the map lacks a lot of detail that could easily be added with better design and still keep the flow. Construction also revolves around plain errors and things that affect gameplay. In this area, we look at things from a design point of view. Playability, for the most, it's what it all boils down to. But it shouldn't, really, when you can have both. A map that looks visually stunning and still be a bitch to play for various reasons, or look outright horrible and have a lot of gameplay value. The balance issue, again, is ever present. Does the map play well or jerky? Is the layout well thought out or is it all a mess? Does it have fun aspects that enrich the experience? Will most players stick to one weapon only? Only playing will show, and you know what? Do play them a lot. And I hate getting messages here as I'm going through the radio show. And so I'm trying to keep up with everything we got going on here. Yeah, I said jerky mushroom. Go jerk. Jerk the mushroom. See, now you got me off track here. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Gamers sticking to either one weapons. But, you know, as I said, play the maps. Play them a lot. You'll get a feel for it. But don't get me wrong. I don't hate community-created levels. In fact, I got my start in modding as the head monkey over at the Action Quake Map Depot, where all I did was support community-created levels. Back then, though, just like there were some good community levels, there were some that should never have been released. Need I say Urban 4? No reason to point fingers and call out designers like I just did, Gerbil. If a level is bad, then you know what? It'll be the gamers who vacate the server when that level it shows up in the rotation. That alone speaks volumes, not the opinion of one individual who hosts a weekly radio show. So while I might be harsh and critical on community levels, all I want to see is a good effort yield good results. Sometimes that happens, and sometimes it doesn't. Now, getting back to my point, I did play on the Alpha Custom Level server, and while not overly impressed with some of the layouts that I encountered, everyone seemed to have a great time, which is what it's all about. I do recall only one level that was cycled due to a call vote. Not bad, I guess. It really goes to show that the community levels are alive and kicking in the Urban Terror community, thanks in part to admins and clans like those at Alpha. And no, that was not Oswald's bitch box. It's too early to slide out and be heard. As for today's show, I look to you, the community, to get involved. We do have the TeamSpeak server up and running and ready to take your calls. Europe, react. From Newfoundland to New York, Los Angeles to Rio, I want to talk Urban Terror with you. And actually, that was a ripoff from a sports talk show host I knew in San Diego. But anyways, he's not going to care. Be patient. We will connect. We'll get to you as soon as we can. Before we get too far into the show, let's give out the Urban Radio Server of the Week. This month, we feature a fat, with a PH, TDM server from Alpha Clan, who run a number of game servers, 10, I believe, including a number of BOM, CTF, FFA, and TDM servers, both in North America and in Europe. As featured on the Urban Terror forums as the server of the month, this week's Urban Radio server is the Alpha Clan's 4.1 Playground Deathmatch Dallas UAA server. It's a 32-player server. As the name says, it is a team deathmatch server. And while I have sort of frowned upon TDM servers in the past, this is where I have been spending most of my time playing the past few weeks. It hasn't been CTF. It hasn't been Team Survivor. It's actually been Team Deathmatch. Levels on the server will include Uptown, Abbey, Prague, Casa, and others as the server continues, I believe, to rank at the top for all Urban Terror servers. You can join now. The IP is 74.86.91.152 standard port, which is 27960. And as customary, we will drop into the server a little bit later on during the show. But right now, we do have Wolf of Alpha, Alpha Clan, joining us here live on air. Wolf, how are you doing this morning, buddy?
I'm doing pretty good.
Hey, that's great.
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
That's excellent. Hey, I just want to say thanks a lot. I mean, you guys run, what is it, I believe 10 servers, and the Team Deathmatch server, I believe, is the top server based on the queue tracker. Am I correct?
That would be correct. We do run 10 servers. A few of them were private servers from different Alpha members who changed their servers to the Alpha tag.
Oh, you know what? That's just damn cool. And like I said, I've had a great time in the past week, I believe, playing with you and some of the members of Alpha. But yeah, the TDM server, the custom map server, both of those of what I played on here this past week have just been a great time. What do you guys attribute to the success of your servers? Is it the map rotation? Is it the gamers? Is there one thing you can actually point to say, hey, this is why the Alpha servers are some of the best servers out there?
Well, we do believe in heavily admitting our servers, you know, to keep trouble to the minimum. So it's basically a combination of the people who play on the servers plus our admin style.
And you know what? There's nothing wrong with being a heavy-handed admin. Without a true functioning punk buster type of feature to ward off those gamers, those undesirable gamers. We won't mention any names, Solitary, but or excuse me, Blue Venom. But yeah, being heavy-handed, that's bad, I know, but oh well, they know I don't like them. But you know, things like that, like UAA, you know, having these groups together that keep a long ban list is a wonderful thing. And while it may not be a perfect solution, it definitely does help keep that fun factor for gamers who want to have a good time in any server, be it the Alpha server or one of the other servers in the community.
Well, one of the things we do is we do share our ban list with, Seattle TDM and Death server. And, you know, I trust the admins about those servers, so I'm always willing to take their word for their ban list.
You know what? That's very cool. And, you know, I saw you offered up another server this week as the Urban Radio Server of the Week, and I was toying with, okay, which one should we do? Should we? And I see Black Republican just got kicked from the Server of the Week. Well, you know what? You shouldn't be hacking Black Republican. You got a clan match tomorrow, Nations Cup match tomorrow, so don't hack today. But anyway, now I lost my train of thought. I forgot what I was going to say. You got anything else for me this morning?
Well, what you were talking about was you couldn't decide which server to pick out of the Alpha servers between this one and the third party.
That's right. I know you sent me a message saying, hey, do this one, and honestly, I can't remember what it was because I deleted the message already because I'd already written everything up and got this server going. You know, I don't think this server really needed much attention because it gets quite a bit of attention on a daily basis. It's usually 25, 30 people playing at a time. And, you know, one more thing, that's sort of odd because none of our levels were actually created for 32 gamers. And sometimes it does push a server and even push the maps. And, you know, you may see some issues in the server, but you know what? Everybody on that server seems to enjoy playing with 32 people, blood and guts, and running and gunning and just having a good time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I found I myself am not too big of a fan of large amounts of people, but sometimes I'll hop on just to kill stuff and blow stuff up.
And you know what? That's what Urban Terror is all about, the killing and blowing up of stuff. Wolf, if you don't have anything else, I'm going to let you go. Once again, thanks to you and Alpha Clan for being not only the Server of the Week here on Urban Radio, but also the Urban Terror Forum's Server of the Month.
No problem at all. We're always happy to help out with the community as much as we can and offer as much as we can to the community.
Oh, excellent. Thanks a lot, Wolf. Hope you enjoy the show, and I definitely will be back on the Alpha servers later on tonight. And with that, we're going to continue on here in the show. As I said, the IP for the server, if you want to join now, 74.86.91.152, port 27960, !radio in pound Urban Terror, both on QuakeNet and ETG. As I said, we will be dropping into the server here just a little bit later on. I'm actually in it right now with the sound turned down here. And, 13 on 12, so we got 25 gamers in there. Myself and Wolf are both specking here at the moment. Well, score is 125-92, and the red team is definitely owning as usual. McNuggets, now see, you would think McNuggets is a hack because he's got 25 kills and only 3 deaths. So either he's real good or he's camping somewhere and nobody can find him. So, just kidding, McNuts. Oh, and Black Republican's back in there, so I guess his hack was not detected. I'm just kidding. BR does not hack. I just had to give him a hard time. As for the show today, we will recap last week's show, one which I was not rather pleased about, but we followed through with the show, and we'll look to improve the content and support this week, I hope. After the break, we'll also drop into the Urban Radio Server of the Week. You can check out that information, as I said, in Pound Urban Terror. It also runs in conjunction with the Urban Terror Forum Server of the Month. If you want to get a jump on all the other listeners, go to the forums right now and check out the connection information. If you follow the forums or read the website news from early 2007, you might have seen us ask for your vote for the Urban Terror as Mod of the Year. Well, voting has been completed, and the winners were announced over at Mod Database. I will have some information to pass on there. And even though Urban Terror did not win, the community had a very strong showing, so I have a few comments on that. We'll also check into the carnage and confusion that is Clan-Based Nations Cup 11. Cup has gotten off to a rather rocky start. One red card, one yellow card, and a perennial favorite that has dropped out of cup competition. We'll also update you on the scores from week one and current standings and matches for week two. I don't know why I have week two and three, because I'm an idiot. And today I'll also come out of the closet with an archived Oswald's Bitch Box, formerly known as an Oswald Rant, on the previous version of thesixthfloor.com. And when I pull out the bitch box as well, I take a stand in on what I think is tried and true. Today's topic is titled The Age of Immaturity, and this rant originated in May of 2000, but I do feel much of what is said and it is still relevant. So it's time for the first break of the day. Thanks for tuning into Urban Radio, and we're going to be right back.
Apologies.
And welcome back. It is Oswald. Thanks for tuning into Urban Radio, taking some time out of your busy Saturday schedule. It's just after 10 a.m. here in California in the USA, and I know it's evening dinner time, supper time over in Europe, but regardless, thank you for joining us here on Urban Radio. As you can hear, I have joined the Urban Radio Server of the Week.
I need a medic.
And this week it is Alpha Clan that headlines the Server of the Week as we play Team Deathmatch on the Dallas server, the IP 74.86.91.152. Join now as we are playing Elgin. And you know what? It's sort of hard to play in a very small screen that only takes up a quarter of your monitor. But you know what? I'm not in here to win. I'm just in here to have fun. And you know what? I'm getting pwned right now. And I got killed. Hey, look at that. Bocham, Chili Bocham, I believe, killed me. Score right now, 97, 98, 73. And some good scores here on the red side, but the blue team is lagging. The nerds are lagging just a bit as I continue on here under attack from my own team. Losers, don't shoot me. And you know what? I've never sat down and mapped out this level. Ooh, I did get a kill. You got to like that. I don't know who I killed. I guess it doesn't matter. I did get a kill. That's all that matters. I was given a lead enema, though, from Soul Hunter with the M4. If you want to get into the M4 LR300 debate, feel free. Here comes a rusher. Nice headshot from my LR300. And then I get torn a new ass by Vanilla. Oh, we'll call him Vanilla Ice. No, I'm just kidding. His name's not Vanilla Ice. Vanilla AF something or else. Yeah. Din, 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 din. SR8ed McNuggets. See, that's why McNuggets was having such a good round. 18, 19, and 4 is because he's sitting there camping with the SR8. Yeah, all right. I see how it's going to be. I see how it's going to be. Whip out the UMP-45, and oh, Oswald goes down once again. Black Republican having bullet meat head. And yes, his bullet, my head. That does not make for a very successful round. But anyways, we're going to jump out there, continue on with the show again. You can also join their TeamSpeak server. They do have one of those up and running. For more information, you can go check out urtalphaclan.com. That is their website. All sorts of information there. Oswald going down. Well, it depends who I'm going down on, okay? Anyways, I do want to thank the guys at Alpha once again for being the server of the week. And as I have mentioned, they are also featured as the Urban Terraform Server of the Month. Remember, there are a few ways that you can catch the show. You can listen live to the audio stream, courtesy of the now defunct Inside the Game, which actually has become part of the GGL. You can also watch live video over at Stick'em Video. Or if you miss the show altogether, then go ahead and download the show after the fact from FileCloud, where many of the shows are cataloged by year, going all the way back to 2005. Now, I was hoping for two strong back-to-back Urban Radio shows, but it did not really materialize as I had hoped. The number of viewers on the Stick'em side never materialized, and the audio side was not all that impressive either. When we come to talking overall numbers, considering how many gamers we have in the community and on the forums, you just figure there would be more people, you know, wanting information. Hell, I could say, hey, Urban Terror 4.2 is going to be released at the end of the month. That would get people listening, wouldn't it? But no, that's, you know, anyway. What can I say? Hopefully we rebound this week, but, you know, we'll see how it goes. Thankfully, there have been a good numbers when it comes to the download after the fact for those who are not able to be around during the live broadcast. That's very cool as well. Clan HSO hosted the Urban Radio Server of the Week and all involved had a great time. HSO was very thankful for having the opportunity to host the server last week. As for the first show of 2008, I have been trying to incorporate a call-in segment using TeamSpeak with Spellbinder as my phone screen. And while it was not all that popular last week, we did get a few good callers who asked some rather intriguing questions. Now, this segment can only be successful if you, yes, you, Useless, Nexu, who else is in there? Who else? Jack Daniels, Mushroom, Creepshow, guys like you call in, Hippie. You know, guys looking for your weed. No, come on. Take 5 minutes out, call Oswald, and then go get the weed, okay? But it's you, the gamers, the ones who tune into the show on a regular basis who actually use it. Now, I am doing all I can to promote the call-in segment, and this brings a new aspect to Urban Radio. And this is actually something that I've not had in the past, but I've been wanting to get incorporated into Urban Radio, especially being live and on air. Now, hopefully this week, gamers will decide to interact and use the call-in segment a little more. Now, you see how I was easy going on Wolf. I wasn't going to bite his head off. I don't care if you have a differing opinion from me. I'll make it a nice, smooth, easy time, just like your first time. You know, Oswald will take it very easy on you, okay? So, well, I do have the final say as to who gets on live. I will take any and all calls regarding any subject as long as it relates to Urban Terror. So join the TeamSpeak server right now. Talk to the phone slap, that Spellbinder, who also I see continues to put it up there in a pound Urban Terror. I do want to thank him for that. The server, 195.149.21.17. Again, thanks to 7 of 9 for lending us that server. We also touched on league activity with the U.S. being slapped to the red card because of an incorrect get at clan base. Stay action begins in a week, and due to my work schedule, I was unable to follow through with the coverage from clan base last week, but I am working to get something covered tomorrow. Another new segment that will appear from time to time is the forum roundup. Sometimes I may couple it with the segment from the community, just depending on how active the forums were. But we discussed some of the hotter topics in the Urban Terror forums. I touched on new gamers coming into the community, or shall I say forums, and resetting a topic that is OFN. And if you don't know what OFN is, ask somebody. New weapons, well, if there's ever a decision to bring new weapons into Urban Terror, we've already have those weapons selected, and community input is not really what we need as to new weapons. The same gamer also wanted to know why the mod would not be recoded. Well, in short, it requires more resources than we currently have on Frozen Sand. Urban Terror has always been about gameplay, but we do need to go heavy on the art asset side of development in the future. Oh, and yes, we are aware that the Half-Life source code has or is going to be released, and we are going to port Urban Terror. How is that for a shell shock of an announcement? You guys like that? You want to play some Urban Terror on the Half-Life source engine? It's going to be a great time. We're putting together a new team. Blade Killer's behind it, 27's behind it. It is going to be just freaking amazing. Oh, and by the way, that is what we call a rumor. Finally, the number of gamers continues to improve with the release of 4.0 and 4.1 for various reasons. And we are seeing many full servers now and numbers regular. It's funny seeing the reaction 45 seconds later, but nonetheless. Come on, I got to have some fun behind the mic. You guys get fun all the time, and I get nothing. Now, as I was saying, we do see many servers full on a regular basis. Number of gamers continues to be consistently up around 900, 1,000 gamers, even more at at times. This is a testament to the community that gameplay is what Urban Terror is about. Last week I ran it about why Urban Terror is not retail, and many over the years said they would have paid money to buy Urban Terror over another retail game. Black Republican, yes, I know you didn't. I'm going to update that in this week's Urban Radio. So patience, my friend. Patience. I'm getting to it. Looking at it from the development side, questions still linger as to why a game with solid gameplay, modest graphics, has not received any developer or published interest. Not even people with bags of money like venture capitalists have even taken a look at what is one of the largest industries, $12 billion industry last year, more so than the movie industry, when it comes to computer gaming, gaming of any sort, Xbox, console, PC gaming. We also got the take of an industry insider on the topic, and I'm not going to say who that was, but do thank him for his opinion. For last week's show, go to itg.filecloud.com. That's itg.filecloud.com. Click on shows and then Urban Radio and download the show from last week to hear what I had to say. I'm going to step away for a quick break, but when we return, we will drop into the Urban Radio Server of the Week. Again, this week sponsored by Alpha Clan. Join the action now, 7486-91-152. We'll be right back. get on your goody two shoes.
Something inside.
Hey, we are back live on Urban Radio. Glad you joined us. And as you hear in the background, we are back in the Urban Radio Server of the Week. Also, the Urban Terraforms Server of the Month. We just started UT Kingdom. Close score, 14-13, blue over red. The Nerds defeating the Bullies this time, as I am going to drop in here for just a quick moment. Auto join, and I am on the red team as I come out of, you know, like I said, I haven't played these maps all that much. I haven't really sat down and written out my, Black Republic, and I am on your team. And I just saved somebody's butt. Actually, I didn't. I think I just killed him. Oh, well. It's all good. Running up a set of stairs here. Someone's tossing a grenade. Oh, headshot! Yes! Say goodbye to your noggin, your melon, whatever you want to call it. Frosty, you have been beheaded. And I am glad I got one kill. Hey, that's right, one kill. Hey, you got to like my ratio, 1-1. Can't beat that, can you? Hey, we also got Mushroom in here, FSK405E, Straight Jacket of Clan Pit. Who else do I see in here? Hippie is in here as well. Beer Shark, Creep Show, McNuggets is still playing, T6. Oh, Linko47, I'm sure some of these people aren't actually tuned in. Cutsman King, Sunshine, Zealous Lee, Frosty, Nefarious, just to name a few. Score 28-25. Oh, and another headshot, but I was saved this time from imminent death, but that really doesn't matter as I'm on the corridor to the barrack courtyard. Oh, and Oswald gets taken down. McFlurry with the AK-103 to my head, and down I go. 44-33 is the score. We will be back in here a little bit later on during the show. And before we continue here, we are going to talk to Nexu. Nexu is online with us. I can talk. Nexu is online with us right now. What's going on, Nexu?
It's pretty good here.
Just had my dinner.
You just had your dinner, and I just had my breakfast, which consisted of rice in a tortilla with hot sauce, and it's only 10 o'clock in the morning. But nonetheless, that's all good. What do you have for us today? Anything out of the ordinary from league play action? I believe you wanted to talk about IOURT, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right. I want to give your listeners a little bit of head up about what's been happening in the IOURT.com league. We're about halfway our season now. I must say that our first season has been going pretty well without any incidents, let's put it that way. And I want to say to all the teams that have been playing in our league on IOURT.com to take their war scheduling a little bit more seriously, because if teams going to wait with scheduling their matches, our league is going to slowly die out, which you don't want.
No, of course, we don't want to see any league or ladder die out. I think I said it last week when I was talking to, I don't know if it's Black Republican or somebody that, and I think the more leagues we have, you know, the more challenge there will be for clans out there who may not, you know, want to play in a large league like a clan base, or, you know, maybe not, you know, want to play in an STA league, but, you know, a new league that is something a little bit different, and that's what IOURT offers in terms of gameplay. Season 2, that is CTF, am I correct?
Yeah, we're talking about, or we perhaps open up more modes, but there's some planning between me and 709 to kind of expand the league more than just CTF. This includes bomb mode.
You know, that's cool, because I know Clanbase has actually done bomb mode, and it was much more well-received when clans play it. You know, gamers on a clan who play with each other, practice with each other on a regular basis, they actually get the team play going, where you really don't get that on the pub side of bomb mode. But nonetheless, yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to anything you guys do. 30 teams, is that how many you're going to have sign up again for Season 2?
Yeah, we're looking about close to 13 clans, but we're not sure we're going to open up for American teams yet, but it would be interesting to open up for American teams, though, from my point of view.
Yeah, and, you know, I'm sorry to do it, because I refer back to clan base, but they were the same way, strictly European-based for, actually, Urban Terror. Maybe that was the decision of the Cup admins who ran Urban Terror, but nonetheless, it makes sense. I mean, you know, you have ping issues with, you know, clans from not only the USA and Canada, but also down in South America. I know Brazil's a huge Urban Terror country. And, yeah, I mean, trying to get a reasonable server for, say, Brazil and France, or Brazil and anybody in Europe, does become very challenging to do, where your pings are, you know, going to be relatively similar. So it's understandable if things are things just remain as European only for now.
Yeah, the problem right now is the resources we have. Right now we have mostly just servers who are running on European soil. If we're going to open up for American clans, we might just need more resources other than just European servers.
Oh, yeah, that definitely makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. I understand that. All right, you got anything else for us? Because I was actually going to comment on what I was sent here prior to the show starting, which I'll still mention about the IOURT League here starting up again as well. What else do you have before we let you go?
Not much. I think it's about for today.
All right, very cool. Next, you, thanks for stopping by and talking with us here on Urban Radio. And keep up the work, U709, over there at IOURT.com. And hopefully we can see some more gamers, some more clans, some good competition going on here in the upcoming Season 2.
Exactly. Well, thanks for having me on your show.
Hey, you're welcome. You take care, and we'll talk to you later. And we are back here live. That was Nexu, who we were just talking to here on Urban Radio. Also seen live on Stick and Video, and heard courtesy of the now defunct ITG, the streaming audio. And over the last few weeks, we have had issues on the stream side of the broadcast. Radio ITG, or Inside the Game, is now defunct, as I have mentioned a couple of times. And the only show that was really merged into the GGL was Epileptic Gaming, hosted by DJ Wheat. Now, I spoke with Blanks on Thursday, one of the the former co-owners of ITG, went into existed, and he's been in talks with Wheat to hopefully get at least one of the audio streams moved over to the GGL so we can still cast. Possibly even the video side, we'll have to wait and see on that. If that does not become possible, I have two choices. The first would be to drop the audio stream altogether, as I just don't have the resources to put up a dedicated shoutcast stream. Or second, to put a call out to the community for a possibly a dedicated stream server for the audio side only, more or less to be used during Urban Radio and any shoutcasting we do. But recently, the video side has seen stronger support than the audio side, but many still download and listen to the audio after the fact. So who knows? That might be the fact with the video side as well. If I was able to record and save more than just 60 minutes of video, which I cannot do on Stick'Em. But don't fret, I am currently working on another video project that would bring you live and recorded Urban Terror 24/7. Yes, that's a hell of a lot of Urban Terror, friggin' amounts of Urban Terror 24/7. Yes, every day, all hours of the day, some live, some recorded. But I am still very, very early on in this process. I don't have much of a timetable right now for this launch, but it definitely could replace the current audio and video streams that Urban Radio is using. More on that venture as I get deeper into it, but it really is something unique, and one would really, I really think it would add a new dimension to the Urban Terror community. I did post a quick piece over on thesixthfloor.com if you want to read that and get some further information. But as I said, stay tuned for some more details. And this hard drive right here, well, this hard drive is a buddy's of mine I work with. I guess it was from an external hard drive. He was not able to get anything off it. So it's actually just sitting here collecting dust. I told him I've been working on it, but I haven't actually had time to, as I have shit falling off my desk here. Anyways, that's what that hard drive is. Mod Database, moddb.com. Maybe you have heard of it. It's a repository for game mods, and that actually spans the entire spectrum of computer games, from things such as Quake 2 to Crysis and everything in between, including indie games. And each year, they hold a Mod DB, Mod of the Year, and a Game of the Year awards, voted on by you, the gamers. Unfortunately, Urban Terror has never been handed the award, and I don't expect we'll ever see it. Now, that says nothing about the quality of the mod or the enthusiasm that the community brings to the game. We did make some headway this year, though, as we were selected in the top 100 mods out of some 4,000 submissions. Now, being selected in the top 100 was a great feeling, not only for the team, because 9 years, you know, it's kind of cool to be recognized on a site like ModDB, but, you know, also a good feeling to know that gamers voted us into the top 100 out of quite a few submissions. Now, we knew the mod would not be voted into the top 5 mod finalists. Nonetheless, to make the finalist, I think, was satisfaction enough. Along with the Mod of the Year, there's also an Indie Game of the Year as well. As mentioned by Intents of ModDB, this year's titles, which were influenced by the war in Iraq, fared well with Half-Life 2, Battlefield 2, and the GPL to id Tech 3 engine, polling strongly in the Indie Games and Released Mods category. Crysis Mods, though still in early stages of development, did well in the Best Upcoming category as developers' attention shifted to some of the next-gen engines. Now, an upcoming mod, Christ, I think we could put out pictures of an upcoming mod. I mean, you know, I looked at the 5 upcoming mods they had. Honestly, I was not all impressed. Seeing pictures, seeing a freaking Velociraptor for an upcoming Jurassic Park mod did not make me cream my pants. I'm sorry. Or a picture of Tyrannosaurus Rex busting through his pen in between two of the Jurassic Park explorers. I'm sorry, that's just not a good tease, if you ask me. But anyways, there were 3 indie games that were Quake 3 based, including Tremulous, World of Padman, and Warsaw. Now, all 3 of these games did place in the top 5 spots for indie games. Not a bad showing for the very dated id Tech 3 game engine. Each brought something unique and different to the endings. The same really cannot be said about the mods. But Intents was right. Realistic and war seem to dominate these days. I'm not sure why, but how many different ways can you combine those two factors and still be successful? For those wanting to know, Tremulous number 5, number 4, World of Padman, Warsaw came in at number 3, number 2, Red Alert, A Path Beyond, And number one was Battlestar Galactica Beyond the Red Line, which was only a demo. How the hell does a demo take top spot in an indie game is beyond me. I don't make the rules. I did vote, not for that though, but some of it's a little bit baffling. And maybe I sound bitter or frustrated. Maybe I have a lack of understanding is why Urban Terror did not have a better showing. But you know what? I'm not frustrated or bitter or lacking understanding. First things first, Urban Terror could have been listed as an indie game with the 4.0 release. And in all honesty, we don't really keep up to date with what's happening on my database. But when that was brought to our attention, we did try to make the best out of the situation, updating the site and files on moddb.com. And based on peer numbers, Urban Terror seems to have a better footing in terms of numbers, as I said, than Tremulous, World of Pavnant, and Warsaw. So, you know, I'm taking nothing away from these three games. As I said, it was great to see three winners that use the id Tech 3 engine. Same really cannot be said about the mod scene, which is all but dead outside of a small handful of Quake 3 mods, Urban Terror included. But I was told that Urban Terror polled strongly, and you would have finished fourth if you were listed in the indie games category. Interesting comment. So I was unable to actually get a number of votes. They would not pass that information on to me. But I did get this little gem that we would have finished fourth, which would have put us, in front of World of Padman and Tremulous, but behind Warsaw. So take that for what it's worth. You know, we were in the top 100. We were happy. Let's just leave it at that. Unfortunately, none of this new information, as I said, was revealed to me until after the voting and announcement of the mods and games of the year. But I did find it refreshing to know that Urban Terror would have finished in the top five. That sort of was a shock, actually. And as I said, I was not provided specific numbers, but just knowing where we'd have placed is a satisfaction enough. And looking at the details of Urban Terror at ModDB, we're currently ranked 84th. At some 7,000 mods with an average score of 8. Well, that score should actually be in the range of 9, but due to a few asshats having their revenge and fun at our expense, the score is a bit lower. Nonetheless, we really don't place much importance on any score. A score is like a poll. You can spin it any way you want. Look at those bad gaming review magazines and the games they rate. Windows for games for Windows. But with that said, thanks to ModDB for helping to clean up all that BS and sort of clean up the Urban Terror page at ModDB. Now, if you've not voted for Urban Terror, then go there now and give us your score. Nothing less than a 10 will do. And I'm just kidding. Based on the Urban Terror time, I need to step back away from the mic for a few minutes. And when we return, I will check in on League Action. It's Oswald Urban Radio. Right back.
Yeah. the last screen on his day was just enough to know what she really meant. And I got to thinking while she was talking that her nose had told the story of the special places that she goes. I mean, she rides with the others in the subway singing,
"Don't turn around. In town.
But if it's over, see you and you don't know why, you say your life is gonna make you die. Alice Clark, come inside.
Cha, 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 cha. Cha, 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 cha.
And the whole cool gang and all. They're rapping here, they're rapping there, but she's climbing up the wall. It's a clear case, said Commissar, cause all the children know. They were sliding down into the valley, they were slipping on the same snow. Here the children,
don't turn around.
Uh-oh. Ja, ja.
The Commissar's in town.
Uh-oh. He's got the power and you're so weak, and your frustration will not let you speak. La, la, la.
And this is just for my wife.
Hi there, friends and girly men. It is Arnold here to tell you about the revolutionary new breakthrough product that you can order online at web page to order. Look, you will not believe what this product can do for you, but I will tell you this anyway. So many of the little people come up to me crying and blabbering about things like, "Arnold, you are hurting me. Arnold, please let go of my throat. Arnold, I have a wife and two kids." Boo hoo hoo. The list goes on and on and on. Chances are you know some llama babies exactly like this. Am I right? Am I right? Someone that just bugs the shit out of you every goddamn day, no matter how hard you try. Am I right? Am I right? You've tried all the things, like you tried the aspirin, the antiseptic spray, those icy-hot things, morphine sometimes, anesthesia, of course. You've tried it all, but nothing seems to work. Am I right? Am I right? Well, now, for the first time ever, through this special advertisement offer, you can order my new doctor-recommended, clinically proven formula called Stop Whining! It's guaranteed to make all the whining sissy bastards shut the hell up once and for all, forever. And no matter if your loved one has a broken leg, a bad acne, cancer, or the plague. Hey, if it worked for me, Arnold Schwarzenegger, I'm guaranteed it will work for you, am I right? Am I right? I ordered today and get my Detective John Kimble police officer disguise kit. Absolutely free to you. Graded bodies are just when you need that police discount at select restaurants and donut shops. Supplies are limited, so call now. Get yours by ordering today. Tell them Arnold said so. Hasta la vista, baby.
You know, I was going to say, thankfully, we were able to get to Arnold before he actually became governor of California. So thanks to Arnold Schwarzenegger for actually stopping by here with his new product called Stop Whining. Glad we could fit that in today. And I know some of you on the video side haven't seen what's taking place in Pound Urban Terror. I'm trying to get my wife to come up here and talk about why she doesn't play Urban Terror anymore. I just went downstairs and said, "Honey, people are missing you. They want you to play Urban Terror." I guess she said that she thinks there's too many cheaters in the Urban Terror community now. So I don't think she knows it. Things have changed just a bit, and that not every gamer out there is a hacker or a cheater or elite script kiddie or a punk. But anyway, she's stuck living in her Guilt Wars, whatever you want the hell to call that thing. I don't play it, but I don't think she's actually come barging through the studio door here and take me up on the offer to tell me why Guild Wars is better than Urban Terror. Oh, her rationale was that she didn't have to pay to play Urban Terror. Because she did run a server, maybe two servers, I don't recall, but I guess nobody helped pay. So honestly, I don't even know what happened to the servers, but quite a few gamers, quite a few gamers remember her and would like her to come back. She hasn't fixed her hair. Well, you can stand off camera. Christ, nobody has to see you. But yeah, you know, Blade Killer, you are right. And actually change that 16 number to about 18 on the day she doesn't work. But anyways, welcome back. This is Urban Radio. I am Oswald, and I was on a little bit of a rant there, but you know what? I'll settle down. Still on the Urban Radio server of the week, 4.1 Playground Deathmatch Dallas server, courtesy of Alpha Clan. Go ahead and join it now, and we are back here. And what is league or season? What is a league or a season without controversy? And this seems to be how Clan-Based Nations Cup 11 has begun. And while the first match took place a couple of weeks ago with Team USA defeating Spain, a red card was awarded to Team USA for a player using an incorrect GID. This decision was overturned during the week, and a yellow card, not a red card, was issued. Dan, the cup supervisor, said, "If it can be proven that it really is the same player, only a yellow card is given. We looked at the server logs and can match Fire's IP with his in-game IP. Because we have valid proof it was really him playing, only a yellow card is given, as and the match result counts as it was played, which means the U.S. actually defeated Spain." If one card is not enough, there was a second card issued in week one, I believe it was, to Team Italy with another player using the incorrect GID in their match versus Germany. And just like the results of the previous match that featured a red card, Italy lost due to a forfeit. Germany gets the win. And somewhat shocking news, Nations Cup 10 champion Team Portugal has decided to leave Nations Cup 11. Their reason for the decision is a conflict with the Clan-Based Nations Cup 3-player rule. Section 7, paragraph 1 of the rules of Nations Cup state, a national team may never have more than 3 members of the same active clan playing at the same time. Clan-based does not yet define squads. Players are strictly bound to the clan instead of the mod they play in the clan. Dan noted Team Portugal disagree with Clan-based's way to define squads, as Clan-based does not yet define squads. Players are strictly bound to the clan instead of the mod they play in the clan. Are you confused yet? It gets even better. Talked with the Clan-based chief of cups, as well as with Maori about it. Their case is not a special circumstance, and Clan-based cannot make an exception for this one. And this is very unfortunate, too, since Team Portugal has been a perennial favorite when it comes to National Nations Cup, winning, I believe, Cup 7, 8, and 9. Correct me if I am wrong. So Nations Cup action will continue without my favorite nation or second favorite nation, Finland. And yeah, sorry, I do play favorites when it comes to Nations Cup. No decision has been made as to the replacement nation with the exit of Portugal, but the latest rumor during the week, in fact, maybe it is a rumor, it's not fact yet, that there will be a new captain to replace Mowry in the formation of a new team. Who knows at this point? It's all sheer madness, and I wouldn't suspect it'll be the same skillful Portugal nation as we have seen in Cups past. As for week one action, Brazil and Denmark ended in a 2-2 draw. Team Poland, even with Zaniki in retirement, defeated the UK 4-0, while the Netherlands unfurled the white flags and pummeled France 4-0 as well. 4-0 was a popular score in week one as the Canucks also downed Belgium 4-0. So in Group A, the standings look like this. Canada, Netherlands, Poland, Belgium, France, and France again. Hey, look at that. No, I somehow screwed that up. France and the UK. Nah. Group B, Germany, U.S. with a yellow card, Brazil, Denmark, Sweden, Spain, and Italy with a red card. Matches coming up for Week 2 will be played on Sunday and include Brazil versus Germany, USA versus Italy, Belgium versus France, Netherlands versus the U.K., and Sweden versus Spain. I sit all the time. No, I'm sorry. You know, somebody told me that if you have a kid, you don't babysit. So, no, I don't babysit anymore because he is my son. I watch him. We play. We interact. We have a good time. We watch, Christ, like 24 hours of Cars. Ka-chow! Anyways, back to what I was saying. ITG, actually, I will, Urban Radio, will bring you live coverage of Italy versus USA playing Team Survivor on Turnpike and CTF on Abbey. Match coverage scheduled to begin tomorrow, Sunday, February 3rd at 12:15 Pacific Time, 20:15 GMT. That's 15 minutes before the scheduled start of the match. As I mentioned last week, Stronger Than All, STA, being played next week. February 10th will start Flags, and February 12th for Frags. For more league information, visit q3ut.sta-league.org. Also, sign up for Season 2 of the IOURT.com League. That commences today, as we had talked to Nexu just a few moments ago. If you have a European clan, then head over to IOURT.com and sign up your clan now. Sorry, non-Euros, this league is only open to European clans, but that might change after Season 2. The league will consist of 30 teams divided into three divisions, thanks to 7 of 9 and Nexu for providing that information. And when it comes to Shoutcast coverage, I have covered nearly 150 matches since 2001. Many of their early matches did not include the use of GTV. When we finally got around to involving GTV, there was always the issue of the audio stream being delayed behind the 30 to 45 second audio delay, as opposed to what gamers in GTV were seeing. And this was actually done so gamers could not cheat by listening to the Shoutcast. And yes, this does happen. I had it happen numerous times while covering Nations Cup action using Medal of Honor over at ClanBase. Then again, that game is much slower paced than Urban Terror, but nonetheless, the delay needs to be there on the audio side. Now, I have tried toying with the idea of trying to use Stick'em Video to Shoutcast. I ran a few tests this past week, and I really wasn't planned with the quality and how it came out looking. Outside of the stream being very, very dark once it's spit out to you, the viewers, the picture was very dark. It was also quite choppy, more so than you watch me live bringing you Urban Radio or when you watch Urban Terror on GTV. So while I might give it one chance for a live match, I need to look elsewhere for a reasonable solution. 7 of 9 did ask if I had ever casted while being the cameraman for GTV. The answer, in short, yes, I have, and it sucks. More so for the viewer than me, because I can cast and I'm continually changing views, switching players, going into Shoutcast spectator mode on a regular basis to get an overview of the actions. Now, if viewers could actually tolerate that and not get sick watching it, then I would give it another shot on GTV, but I think this week we may use Stick'em Video. As I said, the quality is not going to be what many expect it to be. It definitely won't be the quality you're looking at on the video side right now here as I bring you Urban Radio. GTV does have a much higher picture quality, as I said, but right now I am working with the resources I have. So it's time for another break before I pull out the bitch box and put the beat down on another topic from years gone past. It's Oswald, and you are tuned in to Urban Radio, the only show that goes inside the game.
could bring a fall. When I'm far from home, don't call me on the phone to tell me your love. It's easy to deceive, it's easy to teach, but hard to get relief. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Got no human grace. Your eyes without a face. Dream alive. Now it makes me sad. It makes me mad at you for loving what is you. Eyes without a face. Eyes without a face. Your eyes without a face.
How about a head without ears, hey, straight jacket? Yeah, yeah, yeah. As I always say, you guys are going to hate my music selections because it all comes from the 80s. Unless Blade Killer is on, then I'll play some of her. Tarja, I believe, is how you pronounce the name. But nonetheless, anyways, during the break, I pulled out my bitch box and have taken a stance. And we actually had somebody. Hey, you know what? We do have him. Sidor here with us, calling in on TeamSpeak. Sidor, what's up? I hear you want to talk about the Counter-Strike Source Engine. Is that correct?
Yeah, first I just want to say I'm from Slovakia. I download Urban Terror last radio show. And I want to say that's good game, you know, gameplay over graphic. And I want to say that on Counter-Strike Stories, you guys also have anti-cheat system with that.
And you know what? We actually, I was talking to a couple people on the development team, Flash, Blade Killer. I believe our coder 27 chimed in as well. And we had actually looked at taking it over to Source. The only problem with Source is the netcode. The netcode is not as...
Yes, Quake 3 has number one netcode. I know that. I play for a long time. Go to competition and Quake 3, no netcode can match it. So I just want to say in the Counter-Strike, you're not going to have that good net.
So yeah, I think that's the only thing holding us back from actually going forward with the Source, the Half-Life Source, or Counter-Strike Source, which was just released, I guess, this past week. So, you know, like you said, gameplay over graphics, but I do know if we want to take Urban Terror to the next level, we are going to have to improve much on how it looks.
You must upgrade graphics if you want to take the next level.
I completely...
Exactly, yes.
Anything else you got for us today on Urban Radio? How are you enjoying Urban Terror? You like it?
Yeah, I just want to say, although there are a lot of hackers playing currently, it is still a good game. Lots of player for a very old game. And I just want to say a shout-out to Black Republic.
All right, Sidor, thanks for joining us today. Thanks for your take on Urban Terror, and glad you're enjoying the game. We will talk to you later.
Yeah!
Slovakia, now there you go. Slovakia chiming in. Why the hell can't we get anybody from the U.S. chiming in? You slackers. Oh, Flash is also giving me an update here. Flash says it's not the only problem, the netcode. So, Flash, what else do you have for us if it's not only the netcode that we would have to contend with if Urban Terror decided to move over to Counter-Strike Source? Ich liebe Schwarzen Republiken. Yeah. I'm waiting for Flash to respond in IRC because I'm sure, like many of you, he does not own a microphone or is microphone shy or something of that fact. Hopefully he's typing here. I'm just waiting for his response. I do have a quick hit here from Hippie. He says, news-wise, we're just days from releasing a way for servers to automatically update the ban list to their servers, and we welcome new UAA members, WTF, What the Frag, and NGNet Guardians. You can go to their website, urtadmins.com, for all that information. Again, thanks to Hippie Clan Pit for that information. And Spellbinder making fun of Sidor. Nah. Honestly, I've never seen Borat, but come on, Slovakia, that's still cool. Europe chiming in. Granted, he's not Newfoundland, but nonetheless, you know, like I said, I'll get anybody on my show. Join now, and I guess Flash has gone AFK, so if he has some information, I will definitely, definitely pass that along here, but I have not seen any message from him here at the moment. So as I said during the break, I did pull out the bitch box and I have taken a stance. Of course, I don't expect many to agree. Damn it, Flash. I'm not allowed to give you all the secrets of it. Well, thanks, Flash. Thanks for that take. That's fine. Because you know what? We are not moving into Counter-Strike Source. Gameplay over graphics, but we do need to improve the graphics. Now, I know many of you don't expect to agree with me when it comes to my comments, but you know what? That's nothing new. My show, my rules, my opinion. And this week, it's a very tame bitch box. Call me lazy, call me a slacker, call me your bitch, call me what you will. This week, I do rehash an old Oswald rant from the files on the sixth floor. Now, a quick background first. Flash, can't you type faster? He says, mostly related to loading time, dynamic loading, and console related. Thank you. So a quick background here first. Before I got involved with Urban Terror, I played a lot of Action Quake 2, so much I became friends with Death Magnet over at the AQMD, that is the Action Quake Map Depot. I also ran the sixth floor prior to that, which ended up supplementing the AQMD with reviews of some of the more popular levels for Action Quake 2. Because honestly, the reviews from gamers were the suck. Typical review would go like this. This map sucks. Wow, stellar freaking review. Now, this rant preempted my involvement with the Urban Terror development team as I was looking to move out of AQ2 and into something new. When I began taking notice of new action-based realism mods which were to succeed Action Quake 2, there were a modest list of possible candidates. By no stretch of the imagination did I think I would find myself on the inside looking out, answering questions and pimping a mod like Urban Terror. But something's been bothering me since the days of Quake 2 while involving myself with Action Quake 2 and associated websites until now. It deals with the professionalism or lack thereof and respect between competing mods and people in the community. This is something that has to be dealt with only way I see possible, by voicing my opinion. When it comes to developing mods, only the people behind the scenes know what is false and what is fiction when it comes to their mod. Now, while many people see the beta and eventually the finished product, there is a considerable dedication and effort put forth to create a mod, or in our sense, or in our case, a total conversion that will give you a sense of accomplishment and create excitement in the gaming community. Unfortunately, respect is something every team and team member must earn based on their previous experience or their current project. It is not something that happens overnight. You must work. That's right, work. Put forth an effort to achieve it. Now that I'm a team member of, remember, this is back in 2000, Silicon Ice Development, I feel it is my responsibility to defend the mod when slander is turned upon it. Like most forums, there are only some who not only use the First Amendment of the Constitution to their advantage, but speak their mind. Before engaging your literary skills, indulge us all and use that mushy gray mass between your ears. It was put there for a reason. In a strong player-backed community like Quake or Half-Life, both of which are sponsored by GameSpy Industries, because I was hosted at GameSpy, so I had to pimp GameSpy in somehow, and their affiliated Planet System, there are many who seem to think making an impact means saying what is on their mind without hesitation. While hearing it from prospective players, it is expected. Getting an earful from other development teams seems to lower the level of professionalism. This fact is compounded by team members returning fire of their own in defense of what they have worked long and hard on in hopes of making it successful. When it comes to criticism, the cold, harsh realism may be difficult for some to swallow. Others look upon it, attempt to better themselves from it. There comes a time when some lob salvos in search of attention or to make themselves look high and mighty by talking down to the development team. Is this really needed? Does it really serve any purpose? No, not usually. It's just that need to stand up, pound your chest, and feel dominating. Now sit your ass back down and take notice. The only thing talking down to a competing development team does is make you look unprofessional. It basically becomes a my dad is bigger than your dad type of argument, one in which both teams and all participating look quite childish. So what sort of message does this send to those interested in the mods? Not that I am talking players of all ages, but gaming website giants like Planet Quake and Planet Half, like big time developers like id Software and Epic. It makes everyone involved look foolish and immature. The scope also can be expanded to include the rivalries between game communities like the aforementioned examples. What's the solution to this ever-increasing enigma? Remember back to your childhood and heed those words of your mother. If you don't have anything nice to say, don't say it at all. Or if your mother never said that, listen to Fargo from Planet Quake when he says STFU. Now, I'm sure most of you can identify with the latter saying, and this does not make you look intelligent or cool. It makes you look like an idiot. While this rant is not directed at any particular group, it has been something I have noticed becoming more and more of a problem. And I can remember my first early experiences with Quake 2 DM finding a good server and fragging with the same group of people on a regular basis. Somewhere, somehow, the community seems to be coming apart at the seams because there are no morals or etiquette to be followed. Basically, it is every man, woman, or every mod for themselves, a battle to the death like Captain Kirk and that green alien from Star Trek. If you remember one thing, remember this. What makes a community like Quake so strong is the continued support from avid gamers. It is also the development teams that come together to show off their talent and go above and beyond the call of duty to create what many of us have come to find exciting. Mods. Without mods, games like Quake 3 and Half-Life would be just another game, which after a while would collect dust sitting on your shelf above your computer. Now, it's sort of funny to look back on what I wrote on my site, the sixth floor, during the Action Quake 2 days, and those prior to joining the development team. But as I said early on, much of what I wrote years ago is still relevant now, maybe in a different fashion. Now, wow, maybe I was just prosthetic. Prophetic. After that, we're going to go take our final break, come back, final segments on Urban Radio, If you haven't dialed in yet, I am waiting for your call right now. I do have Spellbinder there to take your call. It's Oswald Urban Radio. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald here. We are back in the Urban Radio Server of the Week. Alpha Clan sponsoring the server this week. It is also the Server of the Month over on the Urban Terror Forums, hopefully not stepping on any toes, because Crom, one of our previous forum moderator slash admin types, created that little Damn it, I keep sliding the wrong slider here. It's this slider. There we go. Turn the volume down there. Jeez. Because Crom's one who actually started it, and I'm just continuing it. And this week, it is Alpha Clan's TDM server, a 32-player server that we are using as we are in Uptown as I go down the parking garage onto level one, out on the street, and I am attacked from down below. Muff of the Rough Riders caught me from behind. And anyways, Blade Killer, one thing hurt, Tarja.
I need a medic.
You know, Blade, I will get you on next week. You can co-host a show, and we will play all the Tarja you want, and you can feel the wrath of the community. You know what they say about me and my 80s music. I don't think they'll take too kindly to Tarja, if I'm even pronouncing that correct. Anyway, I just wanted to get a kill here, and I'm going to get it right in front of the laundromat. Down goes Joni. Joni loves Chachi, but Chachi's not playing, so I just took down Joni. That's good enough. Anyways, up on top of the cleaners we go. Up on top of the roof, going over to the blue spawn, and oh, look at that. Just on top of somebody, drop down in front of him, and I am headshotted with a PSG-1, and not a wise move on my part. So again, some good action there in the Urban Radio server of the week. Hopefully some other gamers will come forth with their servers and give us their servers as Urban Radio server of the week, as we look forward to getting more of them on the air here as we continue to bring you Urban Radio, as we are still early in 2008. But I do plan a full year of Urban Radio for everybody out there. Anyways, let's see what we have here. Comments, and Pound Urban Terror. Three quarters of the community is aging together. Useless, that is right. I mean, come on, I've been here since 99. Now 2008. I was a young punk when I started this. Whew. Who knows, I may even be here when I'm 40. What is Slovakia? Well, it's the other part that is not Czech Republic. Slovakia. Czech Slovakia? Whoa, I don't know. And that's over in Pound Urban Terror on QNET, so I'm assuming Pixoto is European, but I guess he just does not know where Slovakia is. Anyway, back to Urban Radio. Welcome back. It is Oswald here on Urban Radio. As we round the bend for the home stretch, just about 7 pages of notes left. That means I'm probably going to have to queue up another song here, because I don't think I can make it all the way through with what I have here. I might be able to. I'm not sure. So. Blade Killer giving me the finger, the virtual finger in IRC. Wow. Taria. Oh, see, that's why I will get you back on here, and you can bring on your music, because that is your music. Tarja? Taria? Ah, anyway. Close. Oh, I got a message here from Jay Elliott. Syndicate is back. All right. Going to play in the next Open Cup. That's right. Finland back, baby. Join us, Pound the Syndicate, QuakeNet. Good to see Elliott and Syndicate back. Now, Wokeely is going to be Wokeely. That's how I pronounce it. And it may be wrong, and I know it's wrong, but you know what? Tough. That's how it's going to be pronounced. And he's quitting anyway, right? Okay, I won't. Never mind. So this segment from the community, I know many think it is a rare occasion when I talk about the community levels or support them for that matter. A level is successful if admins put it on their server rotation and gamers don't vote to change the level or drop when it cycles. So realistically, the developers are not the judge, jury, and executioner when it comes to community levels. I did notice new community levels being designed this week. Maybe I only bring this up because the level is called Dealey Plaza, which is a landmark in Texas where JFK was shot back in 1963. Now, why I would have an infatuation with Dealey Plaza when I run the sixth floor and I have the alias of Oswald, I don't know. Put one and one and one together. What do you get? It's not two. Mind Riot has created the level with help from the Sheila Divine with UT Superman as an inspiration, saying, I took a break from this for a few months, but I've worked on it the past few days. It still needs considerable amount of work. Plus, I have no idea how FPS will hold up on a server number of people, or hold up with a good number of people on the server. He continues, this is a very rough cut, but I need the play test now to help shape the direction of the map. Spending time on detail that eventually cannot be supported is not productive. And you know what? I agree with that. Layout first. Even now, I'm going to simplify areas like the old Red Courthouse to be able to bring out more detail in other buildings. If you're interested in providing feedback for the level, visit mindriotut.com. The work in progress level can be found at complex-microcosm.com. This level is running 24/7 on the Sheila Divine 4.1.io server 128.135.157.35 port 27961, and all this information is in the forums. Whoa, my wife dropping a bomb on me. Although I will not, no way in hell will I repeat it. She bought a new computer chair this week. Actually, I don't think I bought it. Actually, it was her birthday last month. Let me set the story straight. It was her birthday last month. So I went out 3 or 4 days before and bought her birthday gifts. I'm being a good husband. You know, I'm not going to leave her high and dry like she left me on my birthday buying me nothing. But hey, I asked for it. I didn't want anything. So we bought her a chair. She wanted a new computer chair. For Christmas, she wanted a new computer chair. What did she get? She got a new microwave. Okay, maybe I wanted a new microwave, but she got a new microwave. For her birthday, what did she say? I want a chair. What did she get? Well, she got stuff. Let's just stuff. Girly stuff, okay? I thought I was doing good, had the sizes right. Guess what? Wrong sizes, wrong colors. Hey, that's fine. I'll take them back. Day later, off we go to the mall to return them. No big deal. She wants a chair. Why? I'm still trying to figure it out. And it's an expensive chair. It's not a chintzy ass, you know, maybe I should buy a chintzy ass wooden chair, because then maybe she'd be so uncomfortable she wouldn't sit there playing Guild Wars all day. But nonetheless, I put her chair together. Guess what? It doesn't fit the desk. That's right. It doesn't lower far enough to get scooted up close enough to type on the keyboard. So that means she has to set the keyboard on top of the table, which is only like 12 inches away from the flat screen monitor. So what do we do? She takes the chair back to Costco, and what does she do? She gets a new smaller chair, and where is that sitting? Downstairs in the box, because her husband has not put the damn thing together. That's right. I had a show to produce last night, and honey, hopefully you keep your promise if I fix that chair, which I will do right after the show. Okay, how's that for a deal? Deal. All right. Oh, now where was I? Oh, yes, that's right. The Dealey Plaza map, you can check that out. It is running on one server 24/7, more or less for playtesting for Mind Riot. So give him feedback. Check the mapping forums for more information on that. Yes, rumors. I started one last week. Maybe you've read it on the Urban Terror forums. It's titled P90 Rumors. Simple and to the point, I think. You know, while the team and I stress, the team have not really been all that active in wanting to add new weapons. My standard forum response usually includes thread closed, thank you, drive-through forum, Nazi. My standard response all goes something like this. We do not plan on adding any new weapons to Urban Terror. That is usually followed by the forum Nazi comment and the locking of the thread. But this is a healthy rumor to start, and there's no guarantee it will be included in the mod, but is one of the most completed weapon models, including skins, that we have done to date. Now, this is not a new model either. It was done a few years back by Meaty and skinned by Blade Killer, and currently Flash has the file and is possibly looking to add some animation to it, but that is really only the start. Consider that the easy part. The hard part is implementation. And maybe that is just my opinion, but I think many gamers, especially those who took part in QA for years, weapon, and I don't like to use the word balance because weapons should not be balanced, but for lack of a better word, I will say balance, or better yet, how about characteristics of the weapon is a challenge. Trying to add a new weapon, regardless of what it is, well, except maybe a 9mm handgun or a 45, which would be fairly easy. Trying to find a good combination that fits the weapon and places it within the acceptable range is the case with the P90. Now, that would probably fall somewhere in between the UMP45 and the MP5K, I am guessing. So if you have time to check out the rumored P90 thread in the forums, go ahead and do so. Again, this is only a rumor, and yes, I did start it. Seems to be quite a popular thread, too. Also, a quick thanks again to Crazy Butcher for dropping by to lend some of his images and AVIs to the thread. In a late edition last night, I agree with Brawley, which is very rare to begin with. He said, here's a novel idea. Fix the current weapons before adding another gun. I know it makes sense, so it'll probably be overlooked. And you know what? That is very true. And we did, no, I did not say that on the air. My wife's asked me what I said on the air. No, I did not say anything on the air. I just told him you wanted, I told him you wanted your chair built. I told him you want, ask anybody in Pound Urban Terror what I said. We have it on tape. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, she's upset at me. Yeah. Thank you, BK. Mush, I was not owned. My loving wife. She won't come up here and talk on the radio, but she'll send me PMs on IRC. Honey, is dinner ready? Bing, here comes a PM. But no, getting back to what I was saying, I do agree with Brawley. And for the most part, I think all of our weapons are, what he says, fixed. The only problem I could possibly see would be the SR-8. Now, I don't use the SR-8 all that often, but I do know there are many gamers who do not like the unzoom feature when you're hit. Now, they may like it better if we add that to both the PSG-1 and the G36. I don't know. Maybe we'd have to try and find out. But anyway, we'll see what happens. Again, there is no 4.2 update this week. Maybe we'll get one next week or the following week. Now, you know what? I disagree. I take Brawley's comment. He is a very skilled gamer. He's been around for a long time. So he does have some good feedback, and that is a very good comment. I mean, I have nothing wrong with what he commented on, and I think it held a little bit more water maybe a couple of years ago when we were still toying with different combinations of characteristics for each of the weapons. But pretty much right now, the weapons are set, and I think everybody is pretty much happy with where they stand, with the exception, as I said, the SR-8 and possibly the shotgun, the Spaz 12 not being strong enough. But then again, it is not a sniper rifle. It's not going to be able to kill you from across the freaking map, okay? It's a short, close-quarter combat weapon. Use it as is necessary. Don't make me whip mine out because it's sitting right here. Anyway, HSO Clan has something special coming next week, and from Raider, unlike other weeks, we don't have a poll running. This is because we know what we're going to be playing. We will only make public once the weekend server is started, so you're going to have to wait to see. All I can say is that you will never have played these maps before. Yes, that's right. We have two maps for you next weekend, one until Saturday, 8 p.m. CST, another till 8 p.m. CET on Sunday. For more information, check out www.hso.co.uk for updates and possible leaks and even odd screenshots. And yes, we do have some screenshots posted over in the Urban Terror forums. Those were posted, I believe, this morning. I checked them out. They look like dark neighborhood type, industrial type levels. So I check them out. I have no further information than that. So you and I are somebody's trying to kill me there. Are sort of at the same crossroad. I don't know what they intend to bring to us, but hopefully we will be able to feature one of them next week during Urban Radio. SMY tells the truth. All right, I'm getting bits and pieces here. Full sentences, people. Full sentences. There is another thread titled 10 out of 14 and continues when you open the post to say death by headshots. Agent number 6, a bit disgruntled. I could understand if I was playing against Elite or taking cover, only heads exposed. But this was regular play, rapid movement, and many corners, and it's becoming not that unusual either. Something's gone wrong here. When I turn the corner and die instantly from the headshot, 10 out of 14 times, the game becomes rather redundant. Well, I guess those are the words of Agent 6, but play regular as opposed to Elite? Can't be skillful with their new weapons. What? Sure, many old gamers know tricks and could get the drop on you, or here's something, don't move around a corner ball in a predictable manner. How's that? It's not all that difficult to aim your weapon at head height in order to drop a gamer with a single pull of the trigger. I like how Aya puts it. The new form of paranoia for Urban Terror, and not cheaters anymore, engine exploit for headshots. Come on now, LOL. I tend to agree with Maori as well. This is getting ridiculous. Getting shot in the head too often? Okay. Was this always the same player owning you? Okay. Spectate him. If you feel he is cheating, record a demo and send it to someone, preferably one other than, preferably more than one person, and figure out if he was indeed cheating, not the same player. Some great advice here. Use a helmet, learn how to move. We're going to take one more break here, come back, wrap things up. It's Oswald right here, Urban Radio. I Want a New Drug. Huey Lewis in the News from the album 4, I believe. Another 80s song. Welcome back to Urban Radio. It is Oswald here with you. Just finishing things up here. And, you know, it's always the end of the show where you get a bunch of spam from people who have something to say. It's not like they didn't have 2 hours to come in a bit earlier. Creepshow says, don't forget there's a new community channel at Global Gamers Center Network. Pound Urban Terror is where you can go. No problem. Ask questions. Contact Creepshow or Muffy from Rough Riders on GCC at Pound Urban Terror for more information. Hedgehog with a late comment here. He says, fix the SR8. Weapons are not fixed. Come on, man. The zoom needs to be removed. It's so uneven. Well, okay. Whatever you say. And yes, as I said, I do agree. All the weapons need to unzoom or none of the weapons. I honestly couldn't tell you. I wasn't around when things like that were implemented. I wasn't. I was too busy with my job and trying to make sure I had a job come the end of 2007. So, yeah, more SRA changing. You got it. Anyway. So, Hedge, you're on QA. You should know you'll have a say. But that's not saying the rest of the community won't, because you know what? You loving Urban Terror gamers always have a say with what happens to Urban Terror. We may not listen, but... I'm just kidding. What else do we have here very quickly? All right, here's Ed from T-Log, the League of Gentlemen, who's going to be, I guess, co-sponsoring, if we can use that term, the HSO weekend next week. Going to hop into T-Log right now. T-Log's been a long time clan for Pound Urban Terror. And Ed says, hey, I'll let you know a little bit about the maps on the HSO server. It's the first time they are getting a proper test, and I want to see how the FPS holds up with a load of players. My map, UT Vasay, I hope I said that right, but if I didn't, you know, it's just par for the course. Seems like I can't pronounce shit right, but hey, that's me, I guess. UT4 Vasay is a large FPS is an issue, but Mercury's map, Denton, I can pronounce Denton. That's an easy word. Vasey. There we go. I just beat you to it. Vasey. I should have realized that. The name Casey with a V, idiot. Vasey. There we go. Denton is nice and small, so it shouldn't be an issue. Anybody's welcome to join Pound at T-Log, T-L-O-G, on QuakeNet and provide Ed and Mercury with your feedback. Also, and you know, I wish I had the wedding song to play here. I don't even have a song from the wedding singer queued up, or else I would. But I do want to... congratulate Titus and Bluey. Titus finally broke down, popped the question to Bluey yesterday, and they have been engaged to be married. They met via Urban Terror. Now, I wonder where I've heard that before. Oh, yeah, I live with one. That's right. My wife and I met playing Urban Terror. My first question to her on IRC, are you from Canada? Hey, it worked. I got her. Don't ask me how that worked, but... Yes, Bluey and Titus did meet via URT. They met 3 years ago working at ClanBase. But anyways, congratulations to both Bluey and Titus, my favorite little Frenchman. So, congratulations to them. Hopefully I'll be able to get either of them, both of them, on the show here in the coming future. That means install TeamSpeak 2, Titus, you little Frenchie. And, you know, just for that, I should play the French song, too. But I played that last week. Don't want to overuse that. Anyway, I think that... yes. This is Herb Albert and the Tijuana Brass with Spanish Flea. We've been ending the show with this for so long now. I can't remember when I started playing it. I don't want to thank everyone for tuning in to... I do want to thank everybody for tuning in. Not only the audio, but the video side. Also, thanks to those who download and listen to the show after the fact. It does take time and effort to produce a show like this, even if it is only 2 hours, with bad 80s music and a schlep that does not do much on camera. That's me. Thanks to Alpha Clan for providing the Urban Radio Server of the Week, the Alpha Clan's 4.1 Playground Deathmatch Dallas UAA. It's a 32-player monster. Check it out tonight. I do want to thank my call screener and technical advisor, Spellbinder. Without him, I think the show would be a complete loss. Thanks to the community for continuing to support Urban Terror and Urban Radio, as well as populating many of the radio servers. Very hard to say. You cannot find a populated server these days. Tune into Urban Radio tomorrow beginning at 12:15 Pacific, 20:15 GMT, as Urban Radio returns with the pregame show, as we will cover Clanbase Nations Cup action. This is week two. We'll feature Italy versus France. And that is going to do it for Urban Radio. I am Oswald. I will see you on the respawn.
Over. All right, well, I'll be back next week with more kicking tunes for your booty butt.